take the blade off. Second thing is, we'll take the table. And that's the spacer and the nut. Now the table should come off. Okay, we'll take the front. So we get the table bracket off. Now we can take the rest of this side panel. Starting to see inside of the saw as to how things run. And now we'll start on the back panel. We get all the bolts out. You notice we didn't have to take these two screws out. These are for another attachment. And the side panel should come off. Now we're into the workings of the DeWalt. So at this point, the saw is just kind of sitting here balanced on everything. You got to be careful. This top arm will fall off. As we notice, if we hold on to this bottom arm, the bottom platform just comes off. So it's just resting on there. It's not bolted on. We'll look at the control panel of the DeWalt, eccentric of the DeWalt. This would be your motor. As this turns, you can see how it just moves this arm back and forth. We notice it just fell out of the carrier up here, so that has to be kept in the carrier. This is the wedge that they talk about. This is the bolt that goes up front to the tension lever. We can see how when we turn the saw, how the front arm up here operates. All right, to take the front end apart a little bit more, we'll take the top screw out. We've got a little roller here. We'll take these four screws out. All right, once we get the four screws out, we'll lift up and this will slide forward. And now we're at the arm. This is the tension arm that you would release. As we can see at the back of the saw, as we slide the tension arm, we can see what's going on here. As you can see here, we've got slots where this tab is going to go in, so we've got to make sure that we get that tab in. We've got to make sure that this is pinned in the right place, and then the side cover should slide right on. Just like that. We'll put all of our bolts back in and put the side cover back on here. Now in here we've got to make sure this cover is slid into place. These we need to use a wrench on the other side. I'm not tightening them clear up yet because I've got the two here at the other end to go in. Notice we put this one in the bottom, leave this top one open, because our clamp has to go in that one. Get it shoved down over, and our bolt through it. And now we can tighten all of these. Now we can slide our top back on. Put the four bolts back in it. Make sure our roller goes back on. Slide that forward, make sure we get into this slot. By raising and lowering the arm, we can get this one started. Get it cinched down good. So that the arm doesn't really drop on its own, we have this screw here just a little bit too tight. Now the arm will drop on its own. Get the top cover back on. Okay, at this point, the table would go back on over the screw on the front. And in the notch in the back. All right, when we go to put the knob on, we'll notice that the bolt just tries to shove back in. So what I do is I get the washer in and hold my finger down here and apply pressure on the bolt, on the washer, and then start the knob, and then we can get it in place. Put the blade back in, put the tension back on the saw, and we're done.